Students are complaining about school lunches, and in Chicago, school officials are listening after complaints about nasty nachos and mystery meats and oddly colored chicken patties. The Chicago Board of Education will be making changes to the school breakfast and lunch programs that feed hundreds of thousands of students every day. NPR's David Shaper reports.
These Chicago high school students don't mind meeting me in the hallway outside of their school's cafeteria during their lunch period, because they say there's really nothing inside of the cafeteria that appeals to them.
We had nachos, pizza with cheese and grease all over it.
I would have to say nasty and disgusting. I mean, freezing cold, rotten at times. The fruit is sometimes rotten.
Well, I couldn't eat the pizza. I tasted it once and I got really sick. The chicken patties, they got spots on them. So I stopped eating that.
Jessica Ortega is a senior, and Teresa Onstadt and Brian Damasio are sophomores at Social Justice High School, a public school in Chicago's Little Village neighborhood. They say not only do they dislike how lunch tastes, but the daily servings of nachos, pizza, hamburgers, and hot dogs are unhealthy, high in calories and sodium. The students add that the school meals make them feel sluggish, tired, and affect not only their performance in the classroom, but on the track, volleyball court, and in other after-school activities, too. Here's sophomore Teresa De La Rosa.
Yeah, kind of, because you need food in your body, you know, to keep you focused. You know, that's what keeps you going in the day. And if you don't eat, then, you know, you're blank.
These students are so upset with the poor quality of their cafeteria food that they went before the Chicago Board of Education last month to urge the board to make the school meals healthier. Teresa Onstadt told the board that for tens of thousands of low-income students in the city, school is often one of the few places they should be able to eat well.
Parents rely on schools to give their children nutritious meals, not tan-colored slop, hard bread, and juice full of sugar in some non-biodegradable and hazardous plastic bottles.
While Chicago school officials say current meals are not all that bad, they agree there's room for improvement. And yesterday, the city school board adopted new nutritional standards that make Chicago one of the largest school districts in the nation to try to exceed federal gold standard guidelines. Louise Assayan heads up nutrition support services for Chicago Public Schools and says beginning next fall, there will be a greater variety of vegetables offered in school lunches, with more dark green and orange veggies and fewer starchy ones. Nachos will be served only once a week instead of every day, and there will be more whole grains, too. And at breakfast, Assayan says the days of donuts and Pop-Tarts are numbered.
No breakfast items that will be served will contain any dessert or candy-type ingredients.
The vendor getting the $61 million contract to supply breakfast and lunch to most of Chicago's 650 schools says they're already working to buy as much fresh produce from nearby farms as possible, and they are taste-testing some of the new menu items in some schools. The students at Social Justice High School, for example, say they like the new vegetarian pizza being offered there. But Chicago school CEO Ron Huberman jokes that no matter what the schools do, student complaints about cafeteria food probably aren't going to end anytime soon. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.